on 1116 SEN. Kevin Hillier for Waverley BMW, just off the Monash, Springvale Road, Glen Waverley, and Midas. Trust the auto service experts.
22-1 here, good Friday on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport. Happy to take your calls at any time on 9429 1116. Or text through your thoughts, getting loads of them about footy on Good Friday, 0433 98 11 16. There is footy on Good Friday, though. Melbourne Rebels-type footy is on tonight at Amy Park from 7:30. Peter Fairburn, their media man, joins me. G'day, Pete.
G'day, Kev.
You've just been to the Royal Children's Hospital. It's an experience in itself just going to that hospital. I know it's a big day there and there's a lot of activity, but it's just a heart-rendering experience going there.
Oh, absolutely. Look, I'd never been in there, and I went down with big Paulie Allo Emil and Sean McMahon, who just re-signed with the club for another 2 years, and we went around a few different wards, went up to the intensive care unit as well, and the boys kind of said when we first got there, oh, no one really knows the Rebels and this sort of thing. Well, I tell you what, the kids in there, they knew exactly who the boys were, and you know, there were Samoan families, South African families, Aussie families, Kiwi families, who all wanted to know about the Rebels and all were just so happy to see the boys making that effort. And I mean, we didn't expect the boys to have to do that on game day. We certainly put it out there to the two of them and said, look, if you could. So that was fantastic. And like it was a bit heart-wrenching, but very positive as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you've teamed up with the Royal Children's Hospital, Peel. You've got a game tonight, obviously, against the Western Force at Amy Park at 7:30. Now, tell us about what the club's done here with the Royal Children's Hospital.
Yeah, well, look, I think it's pretty obvious in Melbourne that the Good Friday Appeal is Melbourne on this day.
Yep.
So we got issued the draw by Sanzar and went, okay, Good Friday, we've got to run with that. And there were two ways about it, really. We could be negative about it and go, that's a disappointing draw, or we could take the bull by the horns and be really positive about it. So we made a real effort to make sure we could partner with the Good Friday Appeal.
Yep.
And they were fantastic and said, you know, get on board. You know, we'd love all the help we can get. So we've actually got teddy bears available for purchase tonight. You can buy a bear for $10. You can actually buy a general admission ticket and a teddy bear for just $20,
right?
Which is a saving of nearly 50% on a ticket by itself. And what you can actually do for those bears, every bear that's sold, the whole $10 goes to the Good Friday Appeal.
Great.
And then you can come onto the field after the game, which we never see these days in sport. You can actually come down onto the stadium, meet all the Rebels players. The Western Force have been fantastic and said that they'll help out as well. So you can meet the Honey Badger, Nick Cummins, and you can turf your teddy.
Goodness me.
Yeah.
That's worth the $20 on its own, I reckon.
It is. So you get to turf your teddy onto the field, and all the teddies also get donated back to the Royal Children's Hospital. So we're looking to raise $50,000. We've had fantastic support from Bonds, that really iconic Australian brand. They've guaranteed a minimum 25,000 donations, so we can't thank them enough. Ernest Hillier's, the chocolatiers, they're putting on nearly 10,000 chocolate eggs.
No relation, unfortunately.
No relation. No. But look, I went out to the factory out there during the week, actually, to Ernest Hillier's and took a couple of the boys out there and shot a segment for Fox Sports. And it's a great factory out there. And you know, we really appreciate them coming on board and supporting as well. So, look, there's no AFL on, but if you're wanting to get your live sport fix this Good Friday, there's no better place to go than Amy Park.
And actually, we've got some tickets. You bought some tickets in. So if you're an AFL supporter and you're sitting at home now and you have done the sook up about there's nothing to do, well, there is. You can come and watch the Melbourne Rebels take on the Western Force, Amy Park, tonight, 7:30. Give us a buzz on 9429 1116. I think we've got six tickets there, but we'll divvy them up, however. First in, best dressed. So if you want to come along, we'll make them available, I guess, at the gate.
We'll probably just get them pick up from here
from
at SEN.
Yep.
Would be nice and easy. So you can jump on the tram, stop at SEN, and then jump back on the tram.
Yeah.
Maybe ask the tram driver to wait for you while you pick up your tickets, and
won't
then head down to Amy Park.
Yep, of course we'll be we're on air till 7 o'clock, and then the A League after that. So if you can get here before 7 o'clock, preferably before six, so as you can get to the ground and get in plenty of time, give us a buzz now. 9429 1116. 9429 1116. Some tickets to see the Rebels take on the Force. Now, how are the Rebels travelling, Pete?
Yeah, look, it's been a year of transition, I suppose. We've gone 3 wins, 4 wins, 5 wins in our first 3 seasons. And this year it's been, you know, a bit of a turnout of players and a new head coach come in. We're sitting 2-5 after 7 games, which doesn't sound great. However, 3 of those losses were bonus point losses, which means they're very tight games, basically.
Yep.
So we had a couple of poor results in our second and third match, and then since then we've been really good. So, you know, tonight we're coming up against the Western Force. We've got a fantastic record against them. We lead them 5-2 head-to-head. They pumped us over in Perth in round three, absolutely smashed us, and that started a five-game winning sequence for them. So the boys aren't thinking revenge, but they know that they're more than capable of getting the result tonight. They're two very exciting attacking teams as well, so hopefully this damp weather doesn't take all the attacking element out of the game, because we've always had fantastic matches against the Force, and I'm fairly confident that after tonight we'll be 3-5.
Now, there's always talk, the difference between the codes is really marked, particularly in this area. You mentioned before about a player who you took down to the hospital, who's re-signed for another 2 years. There's always talk about blokes that are coming from other clubs into the system. And I saw some stuff during the week about, and I can't remember the bloke's name now, who looks like he might be coming to the Rebels next year, or there's talk about players. Always a lot of player movement talk in rugby union circles.
Yeah, look, the salary cap, you know, it kind of prevents any club from stockpiling talent, I suppose, in a similar facet to the AFL. And you've got the ACT Brumbies, who've got, I think, 7 or 8 Wallabies coming off contract at the end of the season. So for them, it's going to be really tough to squeeze all of those in. And like all other clubs, we're certainly looking at particular positions where we might be able to take advantage of that. I mean, the Brumbies are a really interesting one, Kevin, because you go back 2 years ago and they only had about 2 Wallabies in their entire squad. They'd finished pretty lowly on the table. And they got to have an entire pre-season together because none of their players were on Wallaby duty over on the spring tour.
Yep.
And there's plenty of similarities, I think, between them 2 years ago and where we are now, because we've got a lot of guys in the Rebels jerseys who, with a year or two's more Super Rugby, are going to be right pushing up to be in that Wallabies selection mix. You know, there's probably half a dozen who I would hope would make their debut within the next year or two.
Yep.
So we're in a pretty similar position, but what it means is, at the moment, because we do have such a young squad, we've got a little bit of room in the salary cap to move for 2014.
So you're in the market.
Oh, look, we're always in the market for quality individuals. And we've made a real push as well that it's not just about the player's ability on the field, but it's also what we're looking for off the field.
Yep.
We've got a fantastic ethos at the club, and we've had our problems in the past with a couple of our marquee signings. And you know, the club's basically washed their hands of that type of signing and really focused on getting quality young men and quality individuals in.
I guess when you do start a new club, you've got two things. You're trying to build a fabric, and people call it a culture, and I hate the word, but you are trying to build what the club's all about and have everybody see that, but you also want to be competitive, so you have to sometimes get blokes into the program who you get in for that reason rather than the reason of building the fabric of the club. But clearly you've made that decision now that's every bit as important as any success that you can have on the field.
Yeah, definitely. Look, and I think in the first couple of seasons at the club, we also had a few guys who would be the first to put their hand up and admit themselves that they were on the way out. They were in their last couple of years and they were coming down here to be part of something special and build the club ethos, and did a great job. Guys like Sterling Mortlock, Adam Fryer, yep. Alistair Campbell, you know, these types of former Wallabies who came yep. down. And then when they left, you suddenly went, okay, we've got a bit of a void of experience here. So we had a couple of guys come in, James O'Connor and Curtly Beal, these types of guys who are fantastic footballers. But, you know, as we all know, you know, probably weren't the right fit for the club off the field. So during those 3 years, we've also had a real core of players who've come through from being junior players who are now at a level where they can start taking the club forward, and we don't need to bring in these marquee signings as such. We can look to certainly pick up the best talent that's available elsewhere, but also breed from within, yep. which has been really, really good. And it's really exciting to see guys like Luke Jones and Tom English and Hugh Pyle and these types of guys who are the real cornerstones of the club now.
Well, just the mirror image of that is Cooper Cronk, Billy Slater and Cam Smith. Three blokes that the Melbourne Storm literally have built their side around and have become, you know, iconic figures in the game, let alone in this city, and they built that franchise up. And the Rebels is still a very, very young sporting organisation.
Yeah, look, we look across at the Melbourne Storm regularly, see what they're doing, and they're a fantastic organisation. They've got passionate fans, obviously got fantastic players, and yep. a great track record of success. And they're really, I suppose, to a degree, they're a bit of a blueprint for what we can try and do here in Melbourne in terms of engaging with the public and expanding our audience. But also, like you say, those three pillars, Cam Smith, you know, Billy the Kid and Cooper Cronk, if we can look to have individuals of a similar ilk to them, you know, we're certainly going in the right direction. And look, the Storm are fantastic. I know Tony McGann, our head coach, talks about their pressure in games and their ability to win games. You know, you only have to look last Monday night against sure. St George, their ability to win games when they appear beaten. And there's certainly lots of things that they do very, very well that as a club we'd love to be able to do as well. And yep. we're certainly trying to get there.